From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Vermont Representative Peter Welch says tariffs on Canadian goods could have an enormous consequence for the Vermont economy. The Trump administration imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Canada. Welch says President Trump is abusing his authority to set tariffs for national security reasons.
So Congress would have the capacity to amend that law and give further clarification to what the meaning of national security is.
In response to the U.S. tariffs, Canada is set to impose tariffs on U.S. products such as steel and aluminum, and those would take effect on July 1st. A Vermont panel that focuses on state revenues is going to meet and discuss the state's growing budget surplus. The emergency board is scheduled to meet today at the State House in Montpelier. Last week, Administration Secretary Suzanne Young said that for the fiscal year, which ends June 30th, the state would be almost $64 million above earlier projections, including an unexpected $11 million in May. The emergency board is a panel made up of the governor and the chairs of money committees from the House and Senate. The Vermont Attorney General's Office and the United States Attorney for the State have formalized a plan to work together to fight human trafficking. The two offices, which have been working for years to combat human trafficking, announced on Tuesday that they've signed a memorandum of understanding to create a task force to combat human trafficking affecting the state and its residents. Human trafficking is the act of compelling a person by force, fraud, or coercion to provide labor or a commercial sex act. U.S. Attorney Christina Nolan says drug dealers sometimes coerce addicts to perform commercial sex acts for the benefit of the dealer's illegal organizations. She says it's one of the most dangerous but least understood aspects of the opioid trade. Democratic Congresswoman Annie Custer has filed for re-election to seek a fourth term representing New Hampshire's 2nd District. Custer, who is so far running unopposed in the primary, made her bid official on Tuesday at the New Hampshire State House. The hallway was crowded with dozens of supporters who chanted Annie as she walked to the Secretary of State's office where she signed the documents. There are four Republican candidates running for the same seat and one Libertarian candidate. The filing period ends on Friday and the primary is on September 11th. The Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department is reminding people to put away bird feeders and keep garbage inside or in a bear-proof receptacle as reports of bears are on the rise. The department said Monday bears in human areas have been reported in Middlebury, East Montpelier, Lindenville, Waterbury, Duxbury, Bolton, Killington, Richmond, and in Addison. Eye in the sky forecast for today, a nice day with mostly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s to mid 80s. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.